Mary Manatee is gentle and she's free. She's trusting you and me to keep her safe from harm. They came to be right after dinosaurs. Think back, think back, think back, think back some more. For years and years and years they ate their greens and did their part to keep the water clean. But when a speedboat speeds, it can hurt the manatees. So if you're driving, slow down, please, and watch out for manatees. Gentle and she's free. She's trusting you and me to keep her safe from harm. Two big flippers, a white tail and back, help her to get around and get her snack. She loves to body surf and barrel roll. At 1,000 pounds, that's quite incredible. But when a speedboat speeds, it can hurt the manatees. So if you're driving, slow down, please, and watch out for manatees. Mary Manatee is gentle and she's free. She's trusting you and keep her safe from harm. And they grow so very large and round that some people call them sea cows. I think it's funny, but they say it's true, although I never heard a manatee moo. But when a speedboat speeds, it can hurt the manatee. So if you're driving, slow down, please, and watch out for manatees. Mary Manatee is gentle and she's free. She's trusting you and me to keep her safe from harm. In 1975, school children got them classified as endangered species. They survived, and now they are our joy and pride. But when a speedboat speeds, it can hurt the manatees. So if you're driving, slow down, please, and watch out for manatees. And watch out for manatees.
Mary Manatee is Dorothy Cresswell from her Pelican Pilot Songs of Florida release. Over the break, you heard Piero Umiliani. That's the original Manamana mixtape with Space Manamana. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're learning about manatees today with Andrea Herman from the Clearwater Marina Aquarium.
How many manatees are there?
So there are a few thousand manatees. For a very long time, starting back in the 70s or 80s, manatees were considered endangered due to their population. So they were on the brink of extinction. And through conservation, which we'll talk about more a little bit later, we were able to help bring their population in the wild back up to the point where in 2017, the federal government here in the U.S. decided that Florida manatees were considered threatened rather than endangered. There is talk now within the last couple of years, especially with the UME or that unusual mortality event happening, that they may need to reconsider. Other organizations like the IUCN, which comes out kind of with like the official global status for animals, their research is a little bit old for looking at these numbers. They're still considered endangered on their status, But like I said, that research is over 10 years old now. So the numbers are a little out of date, but this is something that we will need to look into. Unfortunately, last year alone, we lost over 1,000 manatees.
So let's talk about that. I read manatees are dying at an unprecedented rate. What is happening with manatees?
It's kind of a mix of man-made threats and natural threats. So as we already talked about, manatees need to be in warm water. So water is above 68 degrees Fahrenheit. So if they get a little turned around, their timeline's a little lost, or we have a random cold snap, manatees can suffer from something called cold stress, which is kind of like hypothermia in people. So they're going to get really slow and sleepy or lethargic. They might get some white patches on their skin, which is called skin bleaching, and it can even turn into big cuts or lesions. And they tend to stop eating as well. So they're going to lose a lot of weight. That's something we've seen year in, year out. And it just tends to be worse in our winter months. They're also very highly likely to get hit by boats if people aren't paying attention. Manatees like to live in shallow waters. Typically, when they breathe, it's only their little nose that comes up to the surface rather than their giant body. And it's very fast, little breaths, so you don't see them very often. And they're very slow. It is very common for them to get hit by boats. It's actually so common that their boat strikes are how we ID them.
You mean like scars from boats hitting them?
Yep.
Aww.
Boat scar patterns are typically how we ID manatees. Each has their own individual scar pattern. Not all of their scars are from boats. It can be from quite literally anything in their life. But more common than not, the really identifiable ones are boat scars. They are also dealing with a natural algae called red tide. And so it's going to affect the seagrass that they eat, so they lose out on their food. It's a respiratory irritant, so it makes breathing really hard. And if they eat it, it acts as a neurotoxin, so they get a little loopy, and also it can get them really, really sick. But what we're seeing the biggest increase in is starvation, where there's not enough food. So the UME that I've talked about is specifically for the east coast of Florida in the Indian River Lagoon area. Unfortunately, in the last couple of years, they have lost a lot of their natural seagrass beds. But unfortunately, it's to a point now where there is not enough food in these warm water areas. So we're sending teams across the state to help out with that, to help out the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission. They're kind of in charge of all manatees care throughout the state. So that's where most of those numbers are coming from. Last year alone, we lost over 600 manatees just to the UME.
So you mentioned earlier that there are several species of manatees. Some are now gone, some are still here. Does the endangerment of manatees, does that apply to all of the species or a specific few?
Each species is actually threatened or endangered at this point. They all kind of suffer from the same threats throughout the world. But here at the aquarium, we specifically work with the two subspecies of West Indian manatees. So that's the Florida manatee here around the state and even up the coast a little bit. And then their other subspecies, the Antillean manatee. So they are all dealing with the same types of threats. It's just what are more prevalent in each country. So motorboats not being as common in some of these areas, it's a lot less common for manatees to have boat strikes, for example.
What can people do who don't live anywhere near the manatees' habitats?
You definitely can kind of make changes yourself at home. So no matter how far away you are from an ocean, a river, doesn't matter. The way you affect your own water in your area can actually affect the oceans. So making sure you're taking care of your environment, and that will help the environment around you. So making sure you're throwing out your trash properly. It's not just going to blow around. If you're recycling, making sure you're following your local recycling rules. So some places can take only very specific materials. Others are a lot more generous in what they can take because they do have the resources to do that. So making sure you're recycling responsibly, using multi-use materials instead of single use. So reusable grocery bags, reusable water bottles, things like that, where you're making those little switches to stop using as many single-use products that will end up in a landfill, hopefully, if not, unfortunately, waterways. Little changes like that alone can make big changes out here in our coastal regions.
What got you interested in marine science and working with manatees?
So when I was a little kid, I went to Florida. I'm originally from outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I saw a manatee missing most of its tail, living in human care. And from then on, they've been my favorite animal, and I have wanted to work with them ever since.
Wow. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. Andrea Herman is the senior team lead educator at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. You can learn a lot more about the aquarium at cmaquarium.org. Thank you so much for taking the time and being with us on the Children's Hour.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for all of your amazing questions.
Manatee, manatee, living peacefully where the river meets the ocean estuary. Down in Florida by the Everglades, you can find her munching on the grassy blades. Go make free.
Manatee, manatee, living in the sea. Doesn't need money or a pedigree. All she really needs is a safe habitat where the water is warm and the land is flat. Looking manatees over there.
That's Captain Bog and Salty from Bedtime Stories for Pirates with Manatee. And you're listening to the Children's Hour. We learned so much today, and I hope you did too. You can see pictures and so much more at childrenshour.org under this Manatee episode, including our learning guide. Tell a Teacher. Our podcasts are available everywhere. We're going to go out with one more. This is Battersby Duo from a CD called A Baker's Dozen, right here on the Children's Hour.
I'm a manatee swimming along. I love to swim while I'm singing my song. I eat river grasses all day long.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, Mackenzie Gronke, and Daniel Lentz. Our learning guides are written by Amber Scheel. You can find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for manatees.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
To the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.